Today on Coding 101, we're going to learn all about converting binary to decimals.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Coding 101 is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/C101. That's LYNDA.com/C101.
Welcome to Coding 101. It's
Hello,
the Twitch
world.
Show where that we give you the knowledge. That's right, us give you the knowledge to live in the wonderful world of the programmer. I'm Father Robert Ballosair.
And I'm Shannon Morris. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to teach you everything there is to know about code so you are ready to be a code monkey.
That's right. So Shannon, queen of all things that are code, queen of all things that are here on Coding 101, what topic do you want to start with?
I think it would be smart to get started with binaries.
Good call. I mean, when we think about coding, when we think how coding is depicted in the movie world, it's often with just letters and numbers scrolling up to the screen. So why not show people that basic unit of understanding what is binary? Now, Shannon, have you experienced binary at all? Do you even know a little bit about what it is?
A little bit. It's ones and zeros and a whole bunch of those all over the place. And they mean different letters and different numbers.
Right. Okay, good. Actually, that's good. We'll start with that. When we talk about binary, what we're talking about is a binary system. So it's based on two. Mm-hmm. So 2 to the power of 0, 2 to the power of 1, 2 to the power of 2, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And each time we have either a 1 or a 0, it means that we either count it or we don't.
Are you
following me so far?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So for example, let's say we had 2 bits. And remember, a bit is either on or off. It's only got 2 values. It could be a 1 or a 0. If I have 2 bits and they can only be 1 or 0, how many possible combinations can I have?
2?
No, let's go up.
4!
Bang! Okay, exactly. Because I can go 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, or 0, 1, right?
Right, you're correct.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's how the binary system works. As I add places, as I add numbers, I increase the number of possible combinations of possible values I have. And each time I add a position, I increase it by 2.
Oh, boy. So we're back in math class, basically.
We're back in math. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got to do the math. But let me give you a quick exercise to show you how binary works. We've got this wonderfully, expertly drawn.
Well, that's
seriously
beautiful.
It's artwork. It's artwork. Now, what number do you see? Just read off the numbers that you see here.
I see 10, 10, 10, and 10. So 4 ones and 4 zeros.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. When we're talking about binary, we're not reading from left, from what is it? Yeah, from left. Oh,
left to right.
Right. Which one's my right?
Left to right.
Yeah, we're not reading from left to right. We're leading from right to left.
Oh, really?
So I'm actually looking at 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1.
So a computer, it's going to start at the first place and then go all the way out to the
eighth. Well, when I'm reading binary, yeah, it's going to start over there.
Weird.
Now, here's how I actually calculate what this value is. Each of these is a position. Again, as I mentioned before, 2 to the power of that position. So this would be 2 to the power of 0, 2 to the power of 1, 2 to the power of 2, 2 to the power of 3, 2 to the power of 4, 2 to the power of 5, 2 to the power of 6, and 2 to the power of 7. And back in math class, we know 2 to the power of 0 is 1.
Okay.
2 to the power of 1 is 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. The last value, right?
So one thing to keep in mind is that the first placement is always 2 to the power of 0. Correct?
Always to the power of 0.
Not 1.
Exactly. And the reason why that is because think about it. If it was to the power of 1, that means the very first value could only be 0 or 2.
Right.
2 to the power of 1 is 2, which means my numbers can only be even.
Yeah.
So what this does, this very first position allows me to have odd numbers.
Okay.
Right? Because okay. If I have a 0, then I know that it's
you
an even number.
You have more options.
Yeah, if it's a
okay,
1, I know
great.
I have an odd number. Okay, so here's how it works now. If I've got these 8 positions with those powers to them, if it's a 0, I don't count it.
Okay.
If it's a 1, I count it. So 0, which means There's nothing there. This position means I'm adding 2. This position means I'm adding 0.
0, okay.
This position means I'm adding...
What is that, 4?
Yep. No, this is 4. This is 8.
8, right.
This is 0.
0 again.
This is 32.
32.
This is 0. This is 128.
128.
So what I'm doing to calculate the value is I just add all of these up, and I get a total of 170. So in binary, 01010101 equals 170.
170.
Right.
Wow, that blows my mind.
It blows your mind. And, you know, it's one of these things that I think we've all seen this before.
We have,
And some of us know how to calculate it in our head. Some of us don't.
Exactly.
This is the simplest way to do it. But the reason why we're talking about binary, Shannon, is because we're talking about programming, right?
Yes. So what does binary have to do with programming?
Binary is actually a really good way to get introduced to how programming method works.
Okay.
Because if we're trying to learn programming, what we're really trying to do is figure out how do you break down a problem into small, solvable pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm going to need your help on this.
Okay, I'm
because
ready.
if I go to my IDE, my integrated developer environment,
right,
my programming console, and I type in, convert 01010101 to decimal, it will have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly.
I actually have to break it down into the component pieces, those parts that allow me to actually figure out what's going on. So if I wanted to convert this into decimal, what would you say is the first step that I have to take?
You would want to create the total variable, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. I need a place to store all this, right?
Yes.
If I'm going to be adding up all these valuables, I'm going to want a place where I say, okay, start adding up anything I give to you. So, I'd create a holding spot that says, here are the values I want you to total. Okay, so I've got my holding spot. What's my next step?
Right. Okay, so now you're looking at each of the positions, correct?
Correct.
And you're going to, so you want to make sure each one has a value of 1 all the way, or 0 all the way up to 7.
0 to 7, right.
Got to remember that 0.
Yep. Zero, we always start at 0.
Okay.
Right, so, okay, good. So I've given each position a value. I know that this one's worth 1, this one's worth 2, this one's worth 4, this one's worth 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. So I now know the values of all those positions.
And then if it's 0, you're going to skip that, correct, and go on to the next one?
Exactly, because if it's 0, it means I'm not adding it, so ignore it, move on to the next one. But what happens if it's 1?
So that one always gets raised 2 to the power of that position.
Of that position.
So 2 to the power of 1, to the power of 3, to the power of 5, and to the power of 7.
Right.
Ha-ha, got it.
Okay, so now I've got all my values. What's my last step?
So you add all of those together, correct,
mm-hmm,
to the total variable that you're going to use
mm-hmm
for your coding.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, let's see, you have no more variables to calculate.
I have no more variables to calculate, so I say, hey, give me my total of 170.
170.
Now that's great. Actually, you know what? Give yourself a hand.
Yeah. A good old pat on the back.
Pat on the back. It seems simple, and I know there's people out there who are rolling their eyes going, I knew this in math class.
But you really need to understand this to get the basics of coding, get the theory behind it.
Exactly. You have to know how to talk to the computer.
Right.
You have to know how to break down any problem. This is simple, mm-hmm, but it follows for anything. In the real world, if I want to send an elevator from the ground floor to the top floor, I need to do the same thing. I need to what data do I have? What sensors do I have available to me? And how do I calculate where that car is and how fast it needs to move it in what direction?
Yes,
same
good
idea.
Good point.
Right.
Real life uses.
Now, we're going to get over to our code warrior. We've brought in a special expert who's going to show you how you take this knowledge and turn it into that real-world programming. But before we get there, Shannon, you think maybe we should talk about the good folks over at lynda.com?
We should. I love those guys.
Yeah. Now, lynda.com, for anyone who doesn't know, is a source for knowledge on the internet. They just give us the things that we need in order to be able to learn the subjects that we want to learn. If you want to learn programming, it's there. If you want to learn Adobe Premiere, it's there. You want to learn about photography, it's there. lynda.com is your one-stop shop for knowledge. Lynda.com is an online learning company that can help anyone learn creative software and business skills to achieve both personal and professional goals. With a Lynda.com subscription, members receive unlimited access to a vast library of current and engaging video tutorials across a wide variety of subjects, everything from creative and software skills to business negotiation and programming. At Lynda.com, you'll learn how to code, create, and build applications from the foundations of object-oriented programming in C and C++, to desktop and mobile apps for today's popular operating systems. You'll explore the fundamentals of programming, building web applications with .NET, with PHP and MySQL, managing data with SQL databases, and connecting to cloud services, and oh, so much more. Now, you know, Snubs, one of the things I liked about lynda.com is it lets me back into the programming that I learned way back when.
Right, me too.
That kind of knowledge that's sitting in the back of your head, you're like, oh, I wish I could access it. Well, lynda.com gives me a way to jump into that. I can skip chapters. I can go directly to the knowledge I need to relearn to refresh my memory. Now, you can improve your skills, learn new software, and keep up with technology with lynda.com. They have over 2,000 courses with more added daily. They have popular course topics, including Foundations of Programming, HTML, PHP with MySQL, Objective-C, Java, JavaScript, and WordPress. Instructors are working professionals at the top of their fields and expert teachers, and you get high-quality video production from state-of-the-art studios. These aren't the homemade videos that you'll find on YouTube with some guy with a shaky camera and a horrible microphone. You get curated course content. Each lynda.com course is carefully structured so that users can learn from start to finish or jump to a specific chapter. They get easy-to-follow videos that can help you find the answers that you need, and searchable transcripts. This is huge! Searchable transcripts that let you search within a video to save time and find exactly what you're looking for. They have courses for all experience levels, from beginner, intermediate, and advanced, covering a wide range of technical skills, creative techniques, business strategies, and more. You can watch from your computer, tablet, or mobile device. You can switch and pick up on the chapter where you left off. That means learning at your own pace, on your own schedule. So, Snubs, here's what we want our Coding 101 audience to do. We want them to try lynda.com, the source of all knowledge on the internet. It's only $25 a month for access to Lynda's entire course library. Or for $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan, which includes exercise files that let you follow along with the instructor's projects using the exact same assets. And you can try lynda.com right now with a free 7-day trial to access the entire library. That's over 2,000 courses free for 7 days. That's lynda.com/C101. And we thank Lynda for their support of Coding 101. Stumps, you think maybe we should invite our expert?
Who's our expert?
Well, we've got a coding warrior, Mr. Lou Maresca. Lou, hey. Are you on the line?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi,
thanks
Lou.
For having me.
Now, Lou, for the folks at home who maybe don't know you from the other Twitch shows that you've been on, who are you and who do you work for?
So, Louis Maresca. I work for Microsoft. I've been there for about 10 years, actually, this January.
Yeah, yeah. And you are going to be our coding expert for Module 1. Now, I understand that we're going to be coding in C#. Now, before anyone out there gets crazy, and I... Subs.
Like me.
Like you, yeah. I know everyone has their favorite programming language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
what's yours? What?
Well, I learned Java back when I was in college, and before that it was HTML. So both very, very easy and good starters.
Exactly. And I've been a big fan of the visual languages. I do a lot of assembly just because I can say I do assembly, even though it's really not useful anymore. Yeah, everyone has their own favorite language, but we're starting with C# just because it's actually free. You can download the Visual Studio Express for free from Microsoft, right, Lou?
That's correct. Visual Studio Express, or you can even do monodevelop.com, which is the Mac version, which you can do like free as well.
All right. Now, if we are not using your language of choice, just wait. We're going to get there. But for now, Lou, we were talking all about the binary stuff, about how we convert a binary string into a decimal number. Tell me, do you have a way to do it in code?
We sure do. So what we're going to do today, we're actually going to show you a way to have the user enter a binary number. And then we're going to take that binary number and we're going to convert it to decimal for you. So we're going to take that binary, convert it to a number so you can actually see what you're actually typing in. And so the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to want to basically ask the user what they're, you know, what they should type in. Like, for instance, if they should type in a binary number, a decimal number, or whatnot. And so what we're going to do is use the fancy schmancy object or thing that does that called the console object.
Is a console object?
So console object basically is just a thing. Objects are just things that do things in object-oriented languages like C#.
Okay.
And so basically a console object is, you know, like there's what they call console applications, the old school applications that just do text-based type applications. Those are called console applications. And so, and they have them in Mac, they have them in Linux, they have them in Unix, they have them in Windows, and basically just asks users to do things, and then they enter their data in there, and then there you go. Way to go.
Okay. What do you say we get into it?
I think so. So, first of all, Luke, can you actually show us this programming working?
Yeah, you definitely. So, basically, what we're going to do is this is the programming working, and then it's going to ask the user what they what binary number they want. Let's enter an arbitrary binary number, and then it will convert the binary number to a number. And I have two ways 12. To output it here. So, it's doing it twice, but basically, there's two ways to output it.
Got it.
So fair enough. Easy enough, right?
Okay, so it's a simple program. Show us the code.
Sure. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to ask the user for the binary number. So that's what we call the console, what we call write line, or we can do a write console write, console write line. A write line means it enters the whole line and then it just ends. Or write means it continues to enter on the same line. So we'll just do write line. We're going to say, hey, please enter a binary number. And this is a comment.
So hold on. That console, so console.writeline is mm-hmm. just a way to tell the compiler, hey, I would like you to output whatever string I put in the following parentheses.
That's right. So it's going to output it on this old school console app, and it's basically say, hey, please enter the binary number. And then what we want to do is we want to give the chance to the user to actually enter the binary number, and we're going to capture that for them. And the way to do that is we do that by using console read line, doing it this way. So this is basically saying, hey, console, go and get whatever the user types, and once they hit enter, capture that information for us.
Okay. And just like we did in our beginning demonstration, you're creating a variable there called binary number, which the console command is going to then fill with a value.
That's right. Exactly right. So whatever they type in, it could be, I mean, you can go type in garbage if you really wanted to, and it would capture it in this what we call a string variable for right now.
Right.
But what we want to make sure is they make sure they enter a binary number.
Question for you, Lou. So whenever the user actually types in their number, is it going to end up in between those parentheses according to the code
after
the read line?
That's right. So what it'll end up doing is it will, right now what it'll do is it'll send the information that the user entered in, the variables or the number or whatever, into the binary number, and then the program will just end right now. So, yeah, but it'll basically run within these parentheses here.
Cool. Okay.
So, Lou, let me just break it down for the users at home. Right now what we're looking at is console.writeline is the same thing as saying print. So we just said print, and you said print the following phrase, which is please enter a binary number. Everything in that parentheses between those two quotation marks, it's going to go ahead and output to the screen. It's going to write to the screen.
That's correct.
Then it's going to sit there and wait. And the reason why it's going to wait is because you've got that console.readline open and close parentheses, which essentially tells the computer, wait here until someone gives me a value. And then when they give you that value, it's going to take that value and put it inside the string variable called binary number.
That's right. Exactly right. So once we actually have the number, then we're going to do some fancy-mancy conversion of that number. And we're not going to really worry about this right now, but basically what it's going to do is there's this fancy-spancy method down here, function. Yeah, it's not going to confuse everybody.
Yeah.
So, we'll basically convert that number.
Let me say, folks, you're going to get this a lot. Consider this the black box part. We want you to focus on the console commands because these are the important things, right? How to output things to the screen and how to get things in. We're going to give you all of this code in the show notes, along with links to the compiler. So what we want you to do is just copy and paste exactly as you see it from our show notes into your compiler, and then focus on the things that we're teaching you. And in this case, we're teaching all about the console.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So easy enough. Basically, once we do this black box magic under here, we get a number back, and then we want to basically display it to the user. We want to tell them, hey, here's the number that you basically converted to. So again, what we're going to do is we're going to use the same type of thing, but this time we're going to use just the write command. Again, write line writes an entire line and then ends, and then the next line is used. Or you can do console write, which does a write, and it does only one line, and you can continue to append to that line. So what I'm going to do is append to it. I'm going to append to that the number that you've created. So basically, it'll say your decimal number is, and then it will say whatever the number is on the same exact line.
Cool.
Right. So what you've done here is console write gives you, again, because we know it's like a print, it's printing out your decimal number is, and because you used write instead of write line, it's going to stay on the same line. It's not going to move down to the next line like it did in the first console write command. Then the second command that you give it, console.write number, just outputs whatever is currently inside the variable called number.
That's it. Easy enough.
All right.
And then I actually add a little thing down here. Basically, this read will basically just pause the app so that the console will stay up there and wait for the user to hit enter just to quit the app, basically.
Okay.
So it's just another enter key, basically.
Right.
So if we run this, should do exactly what we did before. So please enter your binary number. We'll enter some binary number that we did before. And there you go. Your decimal number is now converted to 12. And basically, it did all the same lines. Your decimal number is 12.
Right. Okay. And so, Stubbs, I want to call off to you over here because I think the best way to make sure that our audience is learning about the console command, I know they're going to be freaking out over all the code that's actually required to do the conversion.
That's
but we
true.
Don't want them to worry about that, right?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
We want them to focus on the console. So, Lou, if we go back to your console screen, looking at your code, what if we gave our audience the challenge of rewriting just what they see on screen, just what gets printed on the screen? Because right now it says, please enter a binary number, and then it says your decimal number is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a string that you want them to change it to.
I want them to, let's see. Please enter a, what about please enter a calculation or something?
Yeah, exactly. Please enter a Snubs number.
A Snubs number.
Please, how about this? Please enter the binary string you believe represents Snubs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, let's do that. And so, Lou, if I wanted to do that, how would I change the code to make that happen?
So basically what you want to do is just change this line right up here. Basically, please enter a number that represents Snubs. Is that what you said? I can't remember what you said.
Yeah, that's it.
That's cool.
Okay. And what if we wanted to change it so that instead of moving down to the next line, it's just stayed on the same line for requesting the number?
You would delete line.
Okay, let's try that.
Is that right?
All right, so do that.
Yeah, it is. Now run that. Let's see what it looks like.
All right. Now when I enter my number or whatever I want to enter.
There you go.
Oh, so now it ends up you enter it on the same line and
Correct.
Then you get the answer on the line right below it.
Right. And what happens if we want to get the answer on the line below that?
You add in line again?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see console.write, your decimal number is. I could just add line to that, which forces it down. If we run that now.
Ha, that's so cool.
There we go, and we got our value.
Ah,
see, it pushes it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it looks better the other way.
And now Snub, I got to ask you, isn't this really the way that people learn? I mean, we could over
definitely.
All the code. We could go over all the different ways to do this console command.
I mean, obviously, we will have to break down like how to get into this program in the first place and how to find this file so you can start your own program and be able to build this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great way to show people how to input your own values and how to output whatever you want. Basically, you break it, and then you fix it.
Exactly. Now, folks, this is what we're trying to do. This is why we've asked Lou to create this very simple program, which is, please, download the IDE.
Yes.
Put the code in from our show notes, so you don't have to write anything, and then just try to break and fix the console write commands.
Absolutely, yes.
Right? Right.
I totally agree.
And there's nothing that will teach you more about code than doing just that. Now, Lou, if they wanted to find out more about the console command, where would be a good resource for them to go?
So C# language is well documented all over the net, but some of the good places are msdn.microsoft.com. Or you can even go to stackoverflow.com. That's a great place to ask questions and talk about programming in C#. But like I said, best place is msdn.microsoft.com. You can just type in C# language conventions.
Right. And someone in the chat room is asking, is convert binary to decimal a built-in function? It is not a built-in function. It is a Coding 101 Lumaresca function. But again, we don't want you to play with that. Unless you feel really comfortable. See, here's what I like about what we're going to be able to do in Coding 101. If you're a really advanced user and you want to tweak the function and you know how it actually works, then go by all means. Do the same thing. Get in there, break it, and fix it.
Yes.
But if you're just learning, if this is literally the first thing you've ever done with a programming language, then stick to the console write and the console read. Just follow what we've asked you to do and get comfortable with the interface.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you, and I'm going to be here to help you guys along, too, because this is new for me as well. I'm going to be learning as much as you guys, so I'll be asking the same questions as you, and if you have any questions, of course, you can contact us.
Yeah, and we're teaching here. Now, Lou, I do want to give the folks at home just a little bit of a taste of what we're going to be looking for in the future. This is a very simple command. We're talking about console read and console write. What do you have for the future? What are we going to be learning the folks in C Sharp?
So we're going to ask for user to, basically, like you said, ask the user for information, gain the information back. We're going to learn about loops. We're going to learn about variables. We're going to learn about how to convert from binary to decimal, from decimal back to binary. So lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. I can't wait.
it's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to start writing my own programs.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Can we do this, Snubs? I think in order to follow along with the folks at home, we need to show a good faith effort to do the programming as well.
Absolutely. Give me some homework.
Yeah, we'll do some homework. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that all of this code ends up in the show notes. We're going to make sure that there are a couple of challenges. We're going to ask you to change a few things. Like we did with Snubs, we're going to ask you to change some simple things. Change what comes out on the screen. Change how input comes back into the screen. And we're even going to leave some homework for the more advanced users. We're going to ask you to get in there and actually change the function. No matter what your skill level, we're going to do something for you. Just make sure to go to our show page. Do you think maybe we should tell them where our show page is?
Absolutely. So we just opened up our new show page so you can subscribe, you can find all the feeds, you can download all the different versions of Coding 101, whether you watch audio or video, at twit.tv/coding101.
That's right. And also, if you want to ask us questions outside of that page, outside of, say, sending an email to Twit, you could reach us, I think, most easily, at least for me, is on my Twitter page, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I respond almost immediately. If you tweet me, just tweet me at PadreSJ, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. If you have a comment about something that you saw on the show, if you have a suggestion for something that we could teach a little bit better, or if you have your favorite language that you want us to consider for a future module of Coding 101, please. Let us know. What about you, Snubs? Where can they find you?
You can find me. I'm at Snubs on Twitter. That's probably the best place to find me. And I just looked up the correct link for our show, and it would be twit.tv/coding-101.
Coding-101.
At least that's what it's showing me.
It's something that was created by the programmers, and I don't trust those programmers.
Slash code works.
It redirects. Also, did you know that we do this show live? That's right, every Thursday, right after Know How, which, by the way, I'm the host and Shannon is my most excellent producer. Right after Know How at 1:30, every Thursday, Pacific time, we're going to be bringing you another lesson in basic programming languages. There it is. So go ahead and drop at live.twit.tv, and maybe you can find a little something. And also, as long as you're there, Shannon, do you know about our chat room?
A little bit, yeah. They chat with us.
They chat with us. Yeah, I think they're a big. Actually a big part of the show. If you watch us live, you'll actually be able to jump into our chat room at irc.twit.tv and talk to us during the show. Tell us what you want to see. Ask us for clarification on something you didn't understand. It's all part of this experiment that is twit.tv. Well, Lou, thank you very much for talking to us. This, again, very simple program. We're going to make sure that your code ends up in our show notes so that people can copy you. And Shannon, want to take us out?
End of line. Get it?
Get it? I got it.